This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. In Brazil, the discovery of huge oil deposits has prompted a patriotic outpouring, with Brazilians celebrating the country's rise as an oil power. Indeed, Brazil believes it may become one of the world's top 4 or 5 oil producers within a few years. But a recent spill 200 miles off the country's famous beaches has brought home the pitfalls of deep-sea drilling. NPR's Juan Ferrero has that story from Rio de Janeiro.
The motor coughs to a start, and Alexander Anderson guides his boat, christened Man of the Sea, through a marsh toward open water. Soon, he and two other fishermen are laying down about 2,000 yards of net within sight of Rio's famous Sugarloaf Mountain. These days, though, the effort is hardly worth it. And as the fishermen pull out the net, they realize that once more there's only a few scrawny fish. Anderson blames it on years of well-documented oil spills and leaks. There's no scientific study to prove oil in the water has killed off the fish. Still, there's an oily sludge that laps up against Anderson's boat, and that's enough evidence for him. And what worries him as Brazil cranks up offshore production is the possibility of a disaster.
Imagina se houver em Santos vazamento como houve na BP.
A spill here would be like BP's, he says, referring to last year's calamity in the Gulf of Mexico, in which 5 million barrels were spilled. Such blunt talk has been rare in Brazil since billions of barrels were discovered in recent years. Instead, Brazil is moving fast, developing the so-called sub-salt fields more than 200 miles off the coast of southern Brazil, in waters that go down up to 2 miles. The investment already tops $200 billion. A commercial for Petrobras, the state-controlled oil company, celebrates the new discoveries. Petrobras, which is developing the fields, is a leader in deep-sea drilling, producing 1 of every 5 barrels in the world that comes from ultra-deep wells. And the director of the government office regulating the oil industry, the National Petroleum Agency, says Petrobras is sparing no expense to ensure safety. Magda Chambriard says the company also has the ships, the know-how, and the resources to deal with a spill.
What I'm saying to you is that Brazil is not a beginner in offshore activities. We have a lot of experience in this.
Still, the Brazilian sense of security was shaken in November when a field operated by Chevron spilled 3,000 barrels, some 230 miles, off the coast of Rio de Janeiro state. Chambriard says it was still unclear what caused the spill, but she says she was irked that Chevron claimed the spill was caused by, quote, a natural leak through the sea floor.
We are very disappointed with the way Chevron deal with the crisis.
Ricardo Cabral de Acevedo, a petroleum reservoir engineer, says tough regulations and Petrobras's long experience mean that the chance of an accident is small. But Acevedo is an experienced researcher who does work for the oil industry, and he says there is cause for concern because Petrobras and other companies here are going deeper and deeper for oil through 5 miles of rock, water, and shifting salt.
The pressure is becoming higher and higher. We just don't know if all this equipment that we have to put so deep, all this will work. We are doing things for the first time ever.
After a long, fruitless day fishing, Alexander Anderson turns his boat home. He's well aware of the oil industry's arguments. But he says that doubling or tripling production will mean doubling or tripling the chance of a big spill. Where his countrymen see promise, he sees impending disaster. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.